This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues impacting our schools with Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York. Ralph, I don't know if Houghton is in the path of totality or not, but it's pretty close, and we want to start right there. It's hard to believe that we are just hours away now from that solar eclipse, and just when I thought you couldn't get any cooler, you go ahead and put on those total solar eclipse sunglasses, and you look all the more cool, Dr. Ralph Kerr. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Bob. Yeah, it is going to be a big event, and of course, many schools have decided, well, we're just going to close for the day. I really have a problem with that. It's like, let's have another excuse to close schools. I was thinking in an ideal situation, maybe what they should have done was cancel the after-school activities, lengthen the school day a little bit, and use it as an educational teaching experience. Of course, that's easy for a guy that's retired and doesn't have to deal with the unions to say. Yeah. But, you know, some of my retired friends had some fun with this, and I want to just tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Here's what some retired superintendent said. Why not hold off the eclipse for another hour or so until everybody's home?
Yeah.
Or we should have scheduled school for last Saturday, and then, you know, that would make up the day. Or somebody said, just take a nap, and when you wake up, it's over.
Yeah. And I was talking to a school administrator about this, and he said, understand those concerns, but it's because of the high volume of traffic. They're expecting a million people to show up in New York from out of state. Is that a valid argument for calling off schools to keep the roads from getting overclogged?
Well, you know, in the Buffalo area, they closed schools this past year when the Bills had a Thursday night game.
Mm-hmm.
They did close schools because they were concerned about the traffic and all that. Unfortunately, I think administrators today are just looking for any easy excuse to just close school. And this is just another one, and I'm sorry, really, that it's happening.
Yeah, and it comes as schools reel from chronic absenteeism, and that's a major story now. It's kind of a consequence of COVID that ever since the pandemic, kids are just not showing up at school, Ralph. It really kind of sends mixed messages, doesn't it?
It really does, and you're right. It started as a result of the pandemic. You know, an interesting fact when I was looking at this, in Pennsylvania, the law actually says if you miss 10 days of school, you could be withdrawn. Now, obviously, that doesn't happen because a chronic absence is considered 15 days or more. But, you know, one out of six students hit that threshold, which just is going to add to them falling behind further in school. And sometimes, you know, there may be health issues. There may be some transportation issues like, oops, I missed the bus.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is lack of parental support or saying to their students, you need to get up and get to school.
Yeah.
Because parents are saying, I need to get to work, so I'm just going to leave this alone. It's really a problem, and it's just going to have students falling further and further behind.
And I like to say, try that at work and see how long you have that job. I just don't feel like going to work today. So, you got to show up even when you don't feel like it. Well, speaking of Pennsylvania, there was legislation this week. The State Senate Education Committee held a hearing about effort to move the start of the school day to no earlier than 8:15 a.m. We've talked about this before on this program. What are your thoughts on this effort to let the kids sleep in a little bit more? Is there any proof that that will make them better students?
Well, actually, there is a lot of research that says specifically for teenagers, they need 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night in order to function well. And yet 60% of middle school students and 70% of high school students don't get that at all. So there's nothing wrong with them getting more sleep. The funny thing, though, that I saw when I looked at this, the average start time in Pennsylvania now is 8:32.
Hmm.
And this particular law is wanting no earlier than 8:15. So somebody missed the boat there.
Yeah. Well, I hope my son's not listening because he has to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go to school.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, this should be a local decision. Let every local school district make the decision based on what's best for the students in their district.
Well, one more issue, Ralph, and it's a big one. We've talked the last few shows about these glitches with the FAFSA forms, the free application for federal student aid. There is not good news to report on that front. The glitches apparently are still ongoing. What can you tell us?
Well, this is April 8th, first of all, and the latest update from the Department of Education was March 15th, which was almost a month ago.
Wow.
And they said at that point that the batches of information were going out to schools starting around the 1st of March, and then they would catch up in the following weeks. Well, here we are, April 8th, and they're still in the mode of catching up. This is just a disaster, and it's just adding to the pressure and tension that's in homes with graduating seniors and their parents.
So, Ralph, I'm the parent of one of those students who's about to graduate high school and is looking forward to going to college, and I'm in that boat. What advice would you give to that parent today?
Well, I would say try to be patient and, you know, recognize that the schools or universities are making adjustments to their timelines as well, and continue to communicate with them, and eventually it'll all come together. But patience is a virtue.
Yeah, I read that somewhere. Patience is a virtue. Ralph, we've been a lot of places this week, but if folks have questions about any of the issues discussed on this week's edition of Issues in Education, you have a wonderful website. Where can they go and learn more?
Thank you, Bob. It's been great to be with you again, and they can simply go to whyrun.org, whyrun.org.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.